when they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud. They tore their robes and sprinkled dust upon their heads. That's Job 2:12, the scripture for today's devotional.
Father, when things in my life look the bleakest, I will look to you for guidance and comfort. I won't trust the opinions of others, no matter how sympathetic they may be. When they begin to weep out loud at my condition, I will look to you, Lord, for endurance. Amen.
Take some time to think about it. Have you ever had something bad happen in your life that caused a reaction in those around you similar to the reaction mentioned in the verse above? That reaction of Job's friends, they wept aloud and tore their clothes. Even those closest to us can make us begin to doubt God's providence by their reactions.
Today's action. Look at your circle of friends. Which ones would you truly trust to counsel you in your worst situations? Today's treasure is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12. And we labor working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure.
I got an email today from some friends of ours overseas. And his comment was that we should pray for the persecuted church. Friends, here in America, it's only a matter of time till we become part of that persecuted church. See, Satan was going to and fro, and he asked God if he could test and tempt Job. He couldn't touch him without God's permission. But I bet you Job came out the other side stronger. The Bible tells us that if we want to be like the Lord, we want to be close to him, we need to be refined as gold and fire. And you can bet Job was refined.